anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. I think we've got a lot of different areas that we can talk about today. Everywhere from wrestling to racing, basketball to bowling, and a whole lot more in between as we recap. Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, there you
I
go.
Thought you liked that. And a whole lot more coming up on the program today. Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World-Herald, is going to join us. Two-part. We haven't had Stu on for a little while, but he was at the Heartland Hoops Classic as we were on Saturday. He moves Hastings St. Cecilia into the number 10 spot in the all-class top 10 after beating the team that was number one in the all-class top 10 for quite a while, excuse me, in Ralston. And they fall out, Shadron and Hastings St. Cecilia, the number one and two teams in C1, are now in the all-class top 10. And we will talk with him about that. And what a great, great basketball game that was between St. Cecilia and Ralston. The way basketball meant to be played. Up and down the floor, good defense, good offense, not a lot of hacking, just some good athletes getting after it and playing basketball. And there was a lot of good basketball played and some exciting. A couple of the games weren't that close, but I think really going in, we got what we were hoping for. And a great job by Tino Martinez and the entire crew over there who put on the Heartland Hoops Classic. And Doc Sadler was there, and I think he enjoyed it as well. That's right, after Missouri, he was there. Well, he's recruiting Elliot Olason from Shadron.
That's about as close as Elliot gets.
Yeah, until he gets to Lincoln.
Can this deal only get bigger, Doug? As basketball improved, because let's be honest, there's not a lot of great teams in Central Nebraska that you go, ooh, we want them to play in our tournament.
Nothing can be perfect. I don't know where you go from here. And this is just a general observation because it depends what time of the year you have it. And you got good basketball when you hope your teams are playing their best at this time of the year. But it's still going up against a lot of stuff no matter when you have this. I think it would be outstanding to have this before Christmas. I don't know how many teams would like to see that. Plus, it'd be during the Christmas holiday season. I don't know how that would work out. But it is so close to the end of the year, and then you look at the other side of things, and I hope Tino and his crew look at some of these things like the Lincoln Holiday Classic that it didn't make it. You know, it was good for a few years. They tried something at the Quest. What did make it a year? They tried something again this year. They did it on a Saturday, Monday over Martin Luther King Day. I like the concept. I think that's a good idea. But again, outside of the schools that were playing on Monday, they weren't drawing fans. And that's the key. You got to draw fans to pay for everything and not necessarily making money, but to pay for everything. And I think the sponsors did a great job with that to keep this thing running. You'd like to get some out-of-state teams.
There you go.
In.
That's where I was just going.
Well, but out-of-state teams don't bring fans. They don't put butts in the seat. There were more people this year than there were last year. And chalk that up to whatever you want. But if you get...
Doug, I don't know that that's all true.
Yeah, it's 100% true.
I think that basketball...
100%
true. I think if the 12th-ranked team...
Gillette, Wyoming comes out, or some school in Utah, or some school in Texas, they're going to bring their family, and that's it.
Well, I understand they're not going to bring buses, but I think additional people from the area may go see those teams play if you've got a recruit that's going to a national power.
If you didn't go watch Hastings St. Cecilia Ralston, you are not going to go watch... Whoever, you hope that the number one team in the state stays that way against some team from Oklahoma. You're not gonna. And don't tell me you are. If you didn't go watch St. Cecilia Ralston, you're not going to any other matchup that the Hoops Classic ever has.
I'm saying if you headline it and say, we've got three Division I kids, one's going to Georgia, one's going to North Carolina, another one's going to play for Billy Donovan at Florida, I think people go.
These teams would have to be guaranteed that they're going to see quality competition. There is no guarantee of that. It would be tough to bring in, you want to see the Nebraska teams play these teams.
Right.
Well, Class A sucks this year.
I agree. You know, and right. I'm saying
and
as
you have
the,
no idea who's going to be number one. You have no idea who's going to be number one. And you bring in, so you're not going to bring in, you know, St. Pete, Florida to take on Eugene, Oregon and have them play each other.
Fair enough.
You want to watch these Division I kids, go watch UNK during the summer. I disagree with you. I just disagree with you.
But I think it's a great idea, and I think they've got a really good thing going over there. I think a lot of people talked about it, whether they win or not. There was some buzz about seeing some good basketball because maybe a lot of people haven't saw a lot of good basketball this year.
Well, and by the way, Tony, if say what you will, and this is just off the top of my head, in the evening games there were two Division I recruits. Why weren't you there watching them? If you're a fan, I mean, what's the difference if the kid's going Division I out of Illinois or Division I out of Nebraska? There's hardly any Division I kids out of Nebraska. Say what you want. Say what you want. And again, while you're scheduling this, it's pretty hard to know if a kid's going to declare to go to a big-time school or not, whether they're going to Kentucky or Texas or Florida.
I'm saying if you put one of the – if you got a team in the top 25 in the USA Today, I think it would draw some interest. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I think they've got an incredibly good thing going over there. People got to see good basketball.
I'm sure they will invite them.
Obviously, you know, when you get down to the game, and I was really, really grateful to see the Rolfson coach say, hey, we played as good of a schedule as anybody in this state. St. Cecilia is as good as any of them.
And again, if you are in the Metro, and I'm not even going to bother asking Stu the question, because it comes up every time a smaller school takes on a bigger school, and this one isn't that big a deal. You're looking at a B against a C1, and although Ralston very close to being AB, so is St. Cecilia being C1B. You know, they're going to say, well, this is the game that St. Cecilia was geared up for. This was just another game for Ralston. You can look at all the scenarios where those smaller schools take on bigger schools. Well, they were really key. Could they do that all year long? I guess somewhat of it is answered yes by having St. Cecilia and Shadron in the all-class top 10.
Yeah, you look at the, you know, Stu's new rankings, Lincoln Southwest, number one with only two losses. But you look at Class B, Doug, you look at Class B. Scott is ranked at number 10. I believe they're 8-13. 8-13 at 10. 8-13. Is a Class B team that's ranked at number 10. 7-7 Pius is second, or is ninth, you know, from the bottom. You got two teams, 508-13. Class B, just, what's going on?
You know, it's just a slap in the face to anybody west of Lincoln. That's all that is. No, Holdridge or pick whoever's got the best record out west. Scott's Bluff, aren't they 17-3? What's he got them ranked?
Fifth.
Okay, well, it's a slap. You know, it's just, well, Scott plays all these A teams. Well, so big deal. They're not any good this year. So there you go. Whatever. We'll talk with Stu about that. So many other things we want to talk about on the program today, though. There's going to be some negativity. There's going to be some positive. But because we like to start on the positive, and we've talked about the good, how great the Heartland Hoops Classic was, even though Tony just didn't like it, we're going to.
I love it.
I'm not even going to go there because it's not about what I want to talk about. It's a great event. Great event. And so we're starting the positive there. And, Tony, with again, we've got limited resources trying to get all of our information together. But you have the cockles of your heart have been warmed this weekend by more than Valentine's Day.
Yes, and cockles it is. My shout out of the day goes to my good friend and Lexington Athletic Director Kyle Hayner. Second year in a row, Kyle vowed to do good things at Lexington. As the Lexington girls brought home their second bowling title in back-to-back years, Yes, it was emotional when I heard that news yesterday. Champagne bottles were uncorked. I understand Mercury Morris even called Kyle to wish him the best. Lex hadn't had a state title for a while, but Kyle Hayner arrives, and now, back-to-back years, he's got two. Congratulations, Lexington girls bowling team. You are the Class B state champions. Also, Alma Cardinals. You won state in Class D, I believe it was in the boys' division. I believe if you want to go north, I think that Burwell, and is there a conglomerate of schools also?
Ord Arcadia, or as we like to call it, Ord Burwell Arcadia.
There you go. Congratulations to all of them. We have limited resources. We have actually efforted.
Yeah, where the hell do you find the information, people? You know, don't just send it to the newspaper where they stick it on page 8. You know, we'll talk about it if you get us the information. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 1-888-455-ESPN. That is the phone number. So congratulations to all the state bowling champs.
And their athletic directors have made it possible.
May your bowling centers not burn down next weekend.
There you go. Doug, of course, referring to his own hometown.
Yeah, back, they partied so hard that they lost the one in Ord. Now they go to Burwell. What are you going to do?
How many lanes were in Ord?
8.
8 lanes?
Yep.
How many lanes are in Burwell?
Probably the same. I don't think they've expanded since I moved, but there you go.
Bowling's alive and well. Alive and well.
Quiet bowling center there. Very, very, very quiet. Very quiet. I want to take a break here. Well, hold on. Yeah, I want to take a break here because I want to get to the email, and then I want to get to the absolute absurdness of what's supposed to be a big deal. NASCAR fan, you better strap it up because you're getting ran over like Dale Earnhardt Jr. right after this.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gyna Tiger High School in Maine, and you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're wicked good.
So, one day here in Nebraska, it can be nice and sunny, and the next day, a blizzard in your face. But day after day, the deals at Kearney Yamaha are as hot as the 4th of July. For example, right now you can save up to $4,400 on select Yamaha motorcycles. You heard right, that's $4,400. Whether you're looking for the hard-to-find Yamaha Raider or want to look at the stylish V-Star 250, Kearney Yamaha has a full line of 2009 Yamaha Star motorcycles in stock right now. Whether you want to save tons of money or want the newest bikes out there, you need to stop by Kearney Yamaha today to be ready to ride early this spring. You can stop by today or check them out at KearneyYamaha.com. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and a huge selection, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha.
I think we need a new house. Buying or selling a home should be a personal experience. It's about helping you make a change for the better. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We're smaller, more personal. We know the neighborhoods and what your home is worth. Call now for a personalized free market analysis of your home. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We are outstanding in our field.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals.
I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day.
This is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures into the upper 30s with south winds gusty at times at around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight with partly cloudy conditions, lows reach back to 19 with a light southwest wind. Then temperatures rise to around 41 for high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 30.
You name me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Olson, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr., I guess you could say Mama was a NASCAR fan. I was born in Talladega up in the stands.
Don't live up to your stereotype. There you go. The NASCAR song.
We
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the armor lining and, of course, dentless paint repair. Go by and see the gentlemen today who do such an outstanding job. And, of course, if maybe the ice and the bad weather last week put your car, say, into, a tree, well, maybe they can help you out a little bit. Or if it just door-dinged into something else, check them out at the Dent Popper. And again, the address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brent, always at the ready. It's President's Day, so obviously he has another day off. The mailman says, to Mr. Daytona and Daddy, the Huskers stunk and the NBA was totally boring. Well, the only thing that was going on was the good stuff this weekend, so I don't know. I didn't get to watch it, much of it. I saw the All-Star game last night. Daddy, could you put on a mask like the Shaq Daddy and dance out front?
I can't do the robot thing like he does.
Well, he says the NBA was totally boring, so my weekend was heading downhill until Sunday came around and the roar of the engines perked my spirits. The long-awaited Daytona 500 finally here. And after many changes to our fantasy roster, I finally walked away from the computer and was happy with our team. Now, again, the mailman has gotten into our fantasy NASCAR on the website brought to you by Fanatics at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our team, which I have virtually nothing to do with, is Dudas Dukies. So they finished second. Second! Only because of the rain-shortened racer we would have won. I'm very proud of you, Doug. The knowledge you put into our team was directly proportional to our finish. I believe Truex finished 11th, by the way. I saw that on the scan. Hip, hip, hooray, vroom, 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 on to next week. State wrestling, baby. Can't wait. Have a wonderful President's Day, the mailman.
She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson, Jr.
Just so wrong.
Now, do I want to let you go?
Would you have anything you want to say that's not going to be the same thing that I'm going to say?
I told you yesterday.
Are you going to steal my thunder?
No, because I'm just going to say this. I'm going to say this, that when the Pittsburgh Steelers returned it at halftime, returned the ball at halftime of the biggest game of the year.
You mean when they intercepted the ball? And
intercepted the ball and returned it for the 100
yards. For the actual Super Bowl?
For the actual Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl, the only Super Bowl that there is.
Then it started raining. They presented the MVP trophy to Farrier. Is that who returned the ball? Farrier, I believe.
Harrison.
They give him the MVP at halftime.
Farrier on the team.
They hand him the trophy, and it starts raining at halftime. Up, it's just over, and they rain the confetti down. I don't get it. I do not get it. Now go.
NASCAR, and I hope to hear from you if you're supposedly a true fan of this sport. I've already heard the conspiracy theories that the only reason they called the race off is so that a Ford could win the Daytona 500. And yes, I know that a gentleman named Matt Kenseth was declared the winner of whatever it is you called yesterday, because you cannot call it a race. You cannot. NASCAR is such, it just continually proves that it is not, I'm not going to call it not a sport. But to the people that say, you know, say NASCAR's not a sport, golf's not a sport, poker's not a sport, bowling's not a sport, how can you, as a NASCAR fan, not be irate? You should be more irate than the All-Star game in baseball ending in a tie. This is supposedly your biggest race of the year. So it rains. Either finish it today or finish it in the rain. Slow down if you're in the rain. Sorry, that's the way it is. You play football in the rain, you have to make adjustments. You play baseball in the drizzle, you have to make adjustments. You play basketball when it gets a little cold or it's too hot or you're sweating and you can't hold on to the ball, you get rosin. You make adjustments. How can you have what you, as a NASCAR nation, consider the biggest event of your entire lives every year at this time and not finish it? Let's go to the World Series of Poker, and when we get down to the final three, let's just chop it up. There you go, we're done. No winner, we're just chopping it up. Let's just go to a bowling alley, have the lights go off, and say, huh, I guess there'll be no winner here. Let's go to the Bassmaster Classic and say, you know what? It froze over. Dig a hole in the ice and keep fishing.
They battle it out in the Bassmaster Classic. You're exactly right. They fight through the elements.
Is there any other, and I put it in quotations, sport where you would not end your biggest event of the year? The Masters, rain delay, play Monday. I can't think of one other sport, or even if you want to borderline sport it. You go into cheerleading, one of your competitors sprains her ankle, you move on without her. I can't think of one sport where you would finish like this in an event that means something. The All-Star game was in a tie. It didn't mean anything. Give me one instance, and maybe there's one out there, but I actually have spent more time thinking about this than I have ever wanted to think about anything related to NASCAR in my life. You should be embarrassed. It's a joke. Matt Kenseth, he cannot feel like a winner. The whole thing is to cross the finish line in first at the end of the competition. He did not cross the finish line in first at the end of the competition. He had 48 laps to go. It is a joke, and here's what I'm seeing with nobody phoning in right now. You, as a NASCAR fan, know it's true. You should be embarrassed and shut the hell up.
I would like to go out, and before the race even gets stopped, if Peyton Manning, or in the NBA, LeBron James or Kobe, who I think would be up there as far as popularity players, when your most popular driver or one of the most popular driver in Dale Earnhardt Jr. can just wreck somebody because they need a caution to go a lap down, and there's no penalty, there's nothing for him, and NASCAR came out, he didn't do it intentionally. He had to have a caution or his race was over. They explained it on TV. They even slow it down for people that don't understand NASCAR like us. He had to have the caution.
It's a joke. Compare it to wrestling, people. It's a joke. It's turning into a joke. If it's supposed to be the most, one of the most popular, behind football, supposedly, sport, because you can cram 200,000 fans into one race in one venue every year, then so be it. But and then why don't you get some validity to your schedule? Don't put a race in California next week, you morons. You idiots. You degenerates. And then you come right back the next week and race like in New Hampshire or something like that. Oh, another reason we can't race on Monday at the Daytona 500 is because, well, we got this, you know, one of 750 more races to go to California next week. Look at the NASCAR schedule. Yes, I did. I looked at it last night. How many times are they making 1,000-mile trips only to come back to the same region of the country the very next week? We go to the phone lines, 1-888-455-ESPN. Who we got, Derek?
Our buddy Brent the Mailman chiming in here.
Brent, what's going on, you NASCAR degenerate?
You know, I feel I'm going to get beat up here, but that's okay. I agree with a lot of your points, but the rules are the rules. And so when they know there's a rain delay that's going to come in, or possibly the race is going to get shortened because of rain, then they start jockeying around to get in positions because they know it's coming. You know, I mean, baseball, I mean, they play so many innings, and if a storm comes in, the game's over.
But
right?
Not in the seventh game of the World Series.
I understand that this is supposedly the largest race. I think it is the largest race because people wait so long for it to start, and it happens right after football. There's such a slump in our lives that people are thriving and thirsting for something to entertain them on Sunday.
I understand if they get in six of the eight laps at the Class A feature in Lexington that they can reward the winner. You can't do that at the Daytona 500.
But it's the rules. You play by the rules. I agree. I wish they would have finished it today like a golf tournament or anything else, but it is what it is.
Well, the only thing I will say, and we'll let you go after this one, Brent, is that it happened this year in the World Series, and the commissioner of Major League Baseball said, I would not let this World Series end in a rain delay in the sixth inning of what could have been and ended up being the final game. The NASCAR has a commissioner. Step up and make a decision. That's why you have people in those spots. They're supposed to make decisions.
And
this rule needs to immediately be changed.
Well, hopefully it will someday, but until then, I'm still going to raise that NASCAR flag, and I'll convert to yet.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You know, it'd be one thing if this was the first thing in the history of the world that has ever happened at Daytona. Well, it's the first rain delay since 2003. So it's not like, oh, God, we got to go all the way back to 2003.
Oh, boy, that was a long time ago.
I got another caller call in back here and said, you know, they had 2.5 hours of pre-race before the race, and the whole time they were talking about, oh, the weather's looking like it's moving in. And he asked, why not move it up an hour, hour and a half, and take away a little bit of that pregame?
They do it in golf. They see a storm coming in. They move the tee times up from 10 a.m. to 7 a.m. That's just one of the things there is. Also a very good point.
A lot of them don't have radars. Let's be honest. They don't have the technology.
Shut up. Well, probably the reason they can't start it early is because, well, they ain't got it. We just ain't got our styrofoam cooler empty yet. I don't know what we're going to do.
You name me Dale, Darrell, Walter, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson.
Who sings this?
Tim Wilson.
Can you please? But, I mean, again, nobody in our entire listening area can chime in with a phone call or an email to give me an instance that compares to this. I can't believe it. That just shows NASCAR. Why should we even talk about you in a sports broadcast? And I'm you know, a lot of this is poking fun and joking, and then here you go. You just throw a whole bunch of gas on the fire right here, people. I think you really have just killed your sport. And I think the only reason that this isn't going to get more national attention than after today is because people don't care. People that take care of the radio shows, they don't care. They're golfers, they're tennis people, they're football people, they're baseball people. They're not very much NASCAR and outdoor sports people.
Steve from Grand Island on the line, guys.
Steve, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, guys. I missed the part of the show where you was talking about the golf getting canceled yesterday because it was a little windy.
Okay.
Now, even if they tried to finish it today, they canceled it because the weather's bad. They ain't going to go on forever in the Masters either. They ain't going to drag it out for a week.
I think they would. I understand what you're saying, but I go back to what, about 4 years ago, the Pebble Beach AT&T Pro-Am got the whole weekend rained out. And they made that up later on in the year, like after the PGA tournament. They made it up. Now, I'm not saying it's as good, but they made it up. And I guess if I look back, I don't think the Masters has ever been shortened to 54 holes because of weather. And I get what you're saying, but it's beautiful today down at Daytona Beach. From what everybody's saying, they could have been done racing this morning. So I somewhat understand what you're saying, and thanks for the call. We sure appreciate it. But Tony, I have been wrong before a couple times. But you know, I don't ever remember any of these events ever being called off because of weather. They eventually just kept on waiting until it was time to play. I mean, let's face it, they finished a World Series after an earthquake 20 some days later.
Yeah, for the big ones, I would think you would certainly want to do everything you could in your power to get it in. I guess if it was a last-case scenario, what difference does it make if you hand Matt Kenseth the trophy last night or on Wednesday? I mean, in the big scheme of things.
I think you've got to, for the good of your sport, A, don't have a race next week. Let the victor, you know, or if you're having something, don't have it count in the points race. Have one of your exhibition things that you throw in the middle of the season. Let your winner make the round so he doesn't have to do 20 different shows today. Let him enjoy it and then be ready in 2 weeks when it's time to get going again. It's just so many things wrong with what happened yesterday. And to not have the foresight, I mean, there's some things you can't prepare for. I mean, let's say that there's a crack in the track. Let's say that something bad happens. There's the blimp comes down in the middle of the race. Fan man comes crashing in and wrecks the race. You know, you can't plan. You can plan for weather. It does rain once in a while. It has moved back races on the NASCAR circuit to Monday. Unbelievable. Let's take a break. Coming up, Stu Pospisil going to join us. More of your email right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You name me Dale, Darrell, Walter, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson. Junior.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
It's Colin Cowherd. Imagine losing everything on your home or office computer, your photos, business records, financial documents, music, everything gone. What an absolute nightmare. That's why you have to back up your computer. Carbonite Online Backup is what I not only recommend to my listeners, it's what I use. First of all, it's easy. It backs up your computer automatically whenever you're connected to the internet. It's inexpensive, unlimited backup for less than $50 a year. It's secure. They use the same encryption as online banking does. And peace of mind. It recovers files with just a few clicks. I use it. My friends use it. It's a no-brainer. Here's a special offer. Use it for 15 days, free trial, no credit card required. 2 months free with any subscription. Available if you enter my name, Colin, in the offer code box. Don't wait. Back up with Carbonite today. Try it free. Go to Carbonite.com. Before you do anything else, enter the offer code Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
Got the down? Then you get the deal. And thanks to you, that's just exactly how it's worked for 28 years at Kearney Auto Sales. 1 year at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 deal at a time, and 1 customer at a time. At Kearney Auto Sales, your small down payment will put you behind the wheel of your next car or truck. At Kearney Auto Sales, we say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Got the down? Then come get your deal at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30. Buy here, pay here.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures into the upper 30s with south winds gusty at times at around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight with partly cloudy conditions, lows reach back to 19 with a light southwest wind. Then temperatures rise to around 41 for high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Reminding you that with state wrestling coming up this week, and we'll touch on that in just a little bit, it's already time to think youth wrestling, because when state winds down, then it's time to get the little kids pointed in the right direction. And Misco Sports can outfit the little grappler in your life. Headgears, singlets, knee pads, and shoes. Misco's can fit anyone from 4 to 14 and beyond. And don't forget, for practice, the T-shirts, shorts, and a gym bag to tote it all around in. Misco Sports also has Columbia coats 40% off. All shoes in the store are an additional $10 off. And they're always thinking summer and spring because they're bright and cheery and the sun matches, you know, Red's head. And it's never too early to start thinking about breaking in a new ball glove. And the boys at Misco's will help you with the exact size and style to fit your need, whether it's baseball, softball, from little kids to adults. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald is going to join us here in just a moment, but want to swing into the Dent Popper inbox here. Guys, thanks for discussing a prominent sport like bowling for today's show. What's next? Women's rifle? Signed, Pete Weber, Marshall Holman, Earl Anthony, and the dude from Kingpin. Thanks, Trent, Carney. Appreciate that. Before we get to Stu, though, you have a story that you think, you know, coming out of Valentine's Day.
Well, I found it on Valentine's Day.
This is the second story of the day that warms the cockles of your heart.
Well, and it's out of Ohio, where we had the teacher that was a prostitute last week. Once again, we go back to Ohio for this one, where a woman has pled guilty to reckless homicide.
Now, let me get this right. A woman pleading guilty to homicide.
Exercising her 73-year-old husband to death in a swimming pool. Now we go on to the next
person. What were they doing in the pool?
She was dragging him around by his arms and legs, preventing him from leaving. 41-year-old Christine Newton John. Yes, that's right. Christine Newton freaking John.
Sister?
You know, she's 41, her husband's 73, so you see some things going wrong. I continued reading because, well, I was interested to find out there was previous complaints that this lady was abusing this 73-year-old man. Come to find out that Mason, which was a 73-year-old man, was a longtime friend of his wife's family.
So Mason's the guy that died. He was the one being drug around in the pool by Newton John.
Yes.
The female.
Well, he actually knew Christine Newton John as John Valdingham before she got gender reassignment surgery in 1993.
What? So they were like beer drinking buddies.
There you go.
And the next thing she knows, she's not a. The next thing you know, he's not a he. She's now a she.
Apparently, they said to the wiener, whack! And so, 13 years later, they married. And why wouldn't you change your name from John Valdingham to, that's right, Christine Newton John? You can't even make this up, Ohio. What is going on there?
It makes me wonder what publications you actually do read during your free time.
I do know that when Stu Pospisil looks for his singlets, he gets them at one place only, and that's Misco Sports.
Stu Pospisil, who I hope is still on the other end of the line, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's quality radio, Stu. Quality.
Hey, but I want to know, does Misco's have doublets for Daddy?
I think they might have double X doublets for Daddy. Stuart, I don't know where we go from here. I hope you had a happy Valentine's Day and a great weekend. And
I spent it at the same table as you and with my lovely wife.
I know. At least one of you was working, and I don't know what it was you were doing. So
exactly. Sherry's become the best spotter I could ever have. As I was marking up district wrestling results, she was calling out numbers for me.
Well, let's get to the basketball and talk about what you saw over the weekend. You saw enough to move Hastings St. Cecilia into the all-class top 10, but there was some real good basketball, especially the last four games.
Yeah, I went out there expecting that, and you know, maybe the one drawback, or maybe, you know, people I think wanted to see Shattering in full bloom, and Bill Gavers and GICC were able to prevent that from happening. You know, I mean, it was 14-13 at halftime. I thought I was watching Bill Gavers and Jim Weeks playing each other.
Yeah.
A little Beatrice, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, I guess other than that one negative, have you saw better basketball than that this year, Stu?
No. Two of the best games I've seen all year have involved Hastings St. Cecilia, the Boys Town game in the conference semifinal, and then against Ralston. And St. Cecilia is very athletic. They're very basketball savvy. You know, they've been able to win under all kinds of circumstances the past 2 years, and Kevin Asher is doing a nice job with them. I think there's a lot of team chemistry and unity there. You know, Dalton Seeley and Hamburger and Farmer make a very good backcourt, probably one of the best in the state, regardless of class. And, you know, Ralston's quick, but so is St. Cecilia.
You leave Ralston number one in Class B. The C&D rankings will come out tomorrow. I don't expect that we'll see anything different, Shattering 1 and St. Cecilia 2.
Right, exactly.
What about some of the other games that you saw and your thoughts? Because obviously you just don't get that much of a chance to see smaller class basketball.
Well, I thought that St. Paul and Minden was a very well-played game. Love how Dave Morosik hikes the pants legs up and down. I don't know if he was calling signals or what. He says it's nerves. But I hadn't seen that before, and I've seen Dave coach, but I guess I hadn't noticed it, but that was interesting. Sherry even noticed that. She pointed it out to me, in fact. You know, the Fahey brothers obviously carry a lot of the weight for Grand Island Central Catholic. Tommy Howard, I think UNO maybe got a little bit of a steal on the football player there. He's got a really good body, and I think that they can make him into a good lineman. He certainly held his own against Elliot Eliason.
Stu, I guess when you break down classes, and we go a lot of different directions, but with districts and state relatively close here, looks like Class B, Ralston kind of controls their destiny. They look like the best team in there, if I'm not mistaken. Hastings-St. Cecilia looks like the best team. What is the most competitive class for you as, you, as you're breaking things down?
Well, I think it's C1. You know, I mean, you know, when you've got teams like Minden and St. Paul sitting on the outside as of last week's ratings, and I'm not sure there's any room for them this week, you know, C1 is the deepest. In fact, I've already told my superiors the first day of state boys basketball, I'm staying at Pershing and watching C1 rather than Class A at Devaney.
Thank God we've brought you over to the dark side. Stu Pospisil joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, prep sports editor of the Omaha World-Herald. Still going to be some good games, though, this week, Stu, and some of that because of the weather having to postpone some of the boys' games. There's still some pretty nice games as we head into district play.
And I won't be able to see a single one because I will be on the sixth level of the Quest Center doing live blogging of state wrestling. So get your latest updates.
Welcome upstairs.
If you can't listen to Power 99.
Well, welcome upstairs. You know, remember, there's only one elevator. Plan accordingly.
Well, I thought I'd join you in the walk.
Well, that's always fun, too. We love the walk. Six, it's a lot easier going down than it is going up.
Yes, it is. But, you know, we could all stand. Well, Doug, you're thin enough. Daddy. Daddy, you and I, yeah, we could stand the walk.
Stu, we've got an email here from Ken that says, I would like you guys to ask Stu why it is year after year Norfolk Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS get to play their sub-district games in their hometowns.
I don't know. Well, is it hometowns or home court?
He says hometowns. You know, it's one of those things where I think, you know, Lakeview, they play at the college, maybe Norfolk,
right.
the same story there.
At the college. Well, they have to have venues large enough to hold the crowds. You know, I went up and saw the Mid-State semifinals, and the crowds there, I mean, they basically filled the gym with a little bit more, you know, over the course of two games. You want people to get in and see these games. You know, I would advocate that, you know, sometimes for district finals that maybe we play doubleheaders and use larger gyms rather than, you know, go to 2,000-seat gyms rather than 1,200s.
Stu, another question people have had out there, and this is basically a question raised by Kevin M. in Elwood. You may know who he is.
I do.
Why, when Class A teams, why do the girls go to one place, such as Lincoln Southeast goes to North Platte, the North Platte boys go to Lincoln Southeast?
Same night.
Why, with the economic crunch, do they do that?
That is a longstanding practice within, I think, it started with Lincoln Public Schools. You know, and actually, if you remember that back in the 70s, the boys and girls' schedules didn't match up to a large degree. And what they do when they do play boys at one side and girls at the other is that they do have the JV games played first. And Lincoln, in a lot of cases, you know, I know Rick Kaler was a huge advocate of this when he was at Lincoln Northeast, that he felt Lincoln basketball at the time was stronger than Metro basketball because the JV kids got to play in front of the crowds that built in advance of the varsity game, and then that improved them as they got on to the varsity level in subsequent years. The Metro and actually most smaller schools obviously are playing boy-girl doubleheaders, and, you know, for economic reasons, and I don't know if it's changing basketball at all or not, but you know, LPS may, and the Heartland Conference may have to take a look at this.
Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World-Herald is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, maybe a minute here, if people have been reading your blog on the website, the NSAA is going to be looking at some of those pen and paper type of things. What's going on there?
Oh, you know, the dual participation issue is one that is coming to the forefront because of swimming parents in the Lincoln area, and it's basically they would like their children to be able to swim long course events with their clubs, at least, you know, practice and train because it's a kind of a specific group, and right now the NSAA doesn't allow that. I would be of the opinion that if we allow such dual participation, why can't we go back to the days where you could participate in more than one high school sport at the same time?
That would be very interesting. You're talking about maybe a kid that could run cross country and then go play football, or
exactly, or you know, there'd be one team sport and one collective or individual sport. You know,
swim, like you say, swim cross and play basketball.
Exactly. In the spring, track with baseball, track with soccer. In the, you know, you could play golf, girls golf, and softball or volleyball in the fall. So, you know, especially with girls, I think that girls tend to aren't being as specialized as boys at this time, and a lot of times your schools are fighting over your top athletes for, you know, the overlap of sports, especially in the fall.
So then Kearney High could have track and baseball. So that
yes, they could. Roger Mathis and I would be the first one to sign up for that concept.
Stu Pospisil joining us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Kind of we've been bopping all over the place right now as we look at some of the great basketball that's going on. Tony, we've talked again about we think overall it's been down a little bit. Stu, the season is almost has come to an end here. Has the season kind of played out like you thought it would?
Unfortunately, I just don't think we've got very good offensive basketball in the state at all. I don't see a whole lot of shooters. I don't see a whole lot of coaches willing to go up tempo. You know, I think my last count, there were 52 schools that had not broken 60 in a single game.
Oh.
5 in Class A, guys.
Still.
And I haven't posted last week's scores, but through the last time I did, that included your Bearcats.
Stu, has there ever been more tournaments in the summer and more playing, though, in the summer? There's 5th and 6th grade. Hell, there's a 3rd and 4th grade tournament I've heard in Cambridge. I mean,
I think they were playing 3rd and 4th grade tourneys in Grand Island over the weekend. I had friends that came up for their kids to play. I think the problem is we're not developing we're developing kids that could shoot the 3 and dribble drive. We don't get the kids shooting the 15-footer. We don't, you know, look at the 3 throws. Look how bad 3 throw shooting is pretty much universally. The ones that are good 3 throw shooters, you know that their parents have spent time with them, like Josh Reinertsen. You know, he ran off 55 in a row. You know, there's a lot of kids that may not be able to shoot 55% this year.
Well, hopefully better days are to come. And, again, they're not going to get any better playing Wii basketball. They're going to have to actually pick up the real thing. Stu, hey, we will see you at the Quest Center this weekend, and we'll check out and see where my seats are for the Billy Joel Elton John concert.
Is Daddy coming in?
Are you kidding me? That'd be outside of Buffalo County.
Well, you know, he ought to come and see the good life. You know, at least come inside the county limit of Douglas County. And, you know, we're not all bad back here.
You're always good to me, Stu. We love having you on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come see some wrestling. It'll be good.
Stu, we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay, sounds good.
Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald joining us. We need to take a break here, and we will come back right after this.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
"Who are those guys?"
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Welcome to Subway. What can I get you?
Hi, I was thinking about maybe a,
Any.
$5 foot.
Who are you guys? Some kind of music video? Seriously, what's the deal?
Get any piled high regular footlong for just $5, like the Italian BMT and chicken and bacon ranch. Any regular footlong, $5. Don't miss it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Offer excludes double snap and premium sandwiches. Prices and participation may vary.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But with Identity Guard, you get a veritable double feature of 21st century tools and technologies. So get Identity Guard, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Call 877-600-2669 today or visit identityguard.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn four times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures into the upper 30s with south winds gusty at times at around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight with partly cloudy conditions, lows reach back to 19 with a light southwest wind. Then temperatures rise to around 41 for high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back to the Dent Popper inbox. Yes. Mike from St. Paul. Doug, how about a rain out in a Major League Baseball game? They don't postpone the end. If five innings are complete, it's over. Just making a point, not in capital letters, supporting NASCAR, which we talked about earlier. Well, that was my point. A regular race, fine. You can call it anytime you want. Not your Super Bowl, not your Game 7. That's the whole point. So I think Mike helping me make my point right there. You know, some place where you know they're there for you all the time, they don't quit. They just keep on making great food.
Chicken coop. You got 15 high-definition TVs that await you. There's not a bad seat in the house. Plus, there's food and drink specials every noon and night. Check out the Chicken Coop today. Kearney and Grand Island, both conveniently located in both downtowns, Kearney and Grand Island. Try any of their 12 flavors of medium broiled chicken wings. You want a hot, you get the Buck Nasty hot. You want to keep it pretty simple? Jalapeno garlic is not overdone, people, because I'm not one to burn the belly. Honey barbecue, one of my favorites as well. Get to the Chicken Coop today. Check it out. Hey, check out a game of Keno as well at the Chicken Coop. Remember, your food's free. All you got to do is pick the right numbers.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. This comes from Panther Dome, who says, take a vote. Who looks better in a singlet, you or Daddy?
Ugh.
Derek?
Ugh. I'm neither. I'm going to not even vote on that. That's
speaking of smuggling plums, wow.
You've been peeking.
Anyway, don't anger the NASCAR fans. You wouldn't like them when they are angry. Mark and Minden.
Chiming into the Jacksonville Jaguars have released running back Fred Taylor. It's the latest move in the team's makeover. He was scheduled to make about $6 million next season, so getting rid of the 11-year veteran was no surprise. He'd become the second option behind Maurice Jones-Drew, but, of course, had a big fantasy year since he wasn't on my team.
Yeah, I had MJD, and I was mad the whole year when Taylor took all of his carries.
With the first pick, I'll take Tom Brady. With the second pick, I'll take Maurice Jones-Drew. I could have been on the NFL playoff thing there. Yeah, nine, yeah. Well, oh, hey, I haven't given you that yet there.
Thank you.
That. A couple other things that we want to hit here before we get out of here. Tri-City Storm went to a shootout on Friday before falling to Chicago 5-4. Exciting game, Derek.
It was an exciting game. They jumped out to a 4-2, actually a 4-1 lead, and Tri-City climbed their way back into it, tied it up at 4, and then just couldn't do it in the shootout.
UNK women are hot in the first half, 76%. 76% from the field.
Oh, you mean playing.
85-70. The men win again, 84-75. They wrap up the home portion of their season against Metro State and Regis this weekend. Husker women finally get a win. Tony, Husker men.
You know what? Looked like it was going to be competitive. You know, up until about 2 minutes left in the first half, then Missouri went on a little run and then just put them away in the second half. Couldn't match the intensity and didn't match up very well. Missouri just laid a beat down on them, 23 points.
So there you go.
I guess you didn't really expect Nebraska. I thought they could be competitive. I guess somebody says, are they going to win? No, you know, that's one of those games that you got to think would have been a real, you know, bank heist, if you will.
Coming up on the program tomorrow, among our guests, as we get more into state wrestling as the week progresses, we're going to talk with Sutton coach Ron Gerber. One of the things that maybe people don't know, he's got a freshman heavyweight going to state who is undefeated. And talking with Ross Halford of Husker Matt yesterday. He says, I can't find a freshman, and I've went back to the early 70s, I can't find a freshman that has won a heavyweight state title.
If you're out there and you know of a freshman, certainly let us know.
Great weekend. We covered wrestling all weekend long. Grand Island and Kearney qualify their whole team, which shows how dominant they are. It also shows how down Class A wrestling continues to be depth-wise. But good luck to those teams. In Class B, Aurora's taken 10. Adams Central has taken 9. In Class C, number 1 Central City's taken 11. And congratulations to Kearney Catholic, Bernie and Kenny and Matt and all the kids winning the school's first ever district championship. And Class D, I think, is going to be very interesting to watch. Amherst has taken the most kids, but Howells has taken 6 kids that might all be in the state finals.
That's quality and quantity. You're talking two different things.
Well, you want to know what quality is? The more you plant, the more quality you get with Dyna-Grow.
D, the Y, the N, the A, it's Dyna-Grow.
See Lauren, see Dave, see Aaron, see Matt, see Dyna, Dave, everywhere in central Nebraska and at All Points Co-op in Lexington, Gothenburg, and Custer County. If you are looking for Dyna-Grow, they are there for you. They are the best ag experts in the world working with the American farmer. They built the company the same way their customers have built successful farming operations. And the focus is and will continue to be to invest in research and development to bring the best genetics and traits to you. Extensive research trials across the country ensure that Dyna-Grow products offer maximum yield potential for your farm. They just continue to grow in the top 10, and they got the best-looking stuff around, Tony. It's better in your field at Dyna-Grow in 2009.
If you don't plan Dyna-Grow, here, I'm going to slow it down for you. Get a pen. Okay, you got that pen now? I'll give you a little bit more time because I know you're slower. 1-800-652-9298.
Hey, we want to thank you for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. To Stu Pospisil, the prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. Tomorrow, among our guests, Ron Gerber, the head wrestling coach at Sutton. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and the Nebraska baseball season begins this week. We'll hear a couple comments from Mike Anderson and
Tony Robichaux, head coach of the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana Lafayette, said to join us live at 11:30.
Why would we talk to him?
Because that's where Nebraska's headed this weekend, Douglas.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. I gotcha. Many more special guests as we plan our week ahead as well. Don't forget the Dead Popper inbox is there for you 24 hours a day. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Want to thank you for joining us. All the emails, the phone calls, and seriously, NASCAR.
Figure it out. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 on your dialing, Kearney, 1550 on your dialing, Hastings. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.